Happy Friday. It's kind of like, what's there to be happy about? Jesus got crucified, but we know the end chapter, don't we? It's hard to be down when you're actually up. I was, a couple of weeks ago, I was listening to a song, one of our New Life church songs, actually, called Speak. And the chorus says, it's basically just speak, Father. You know, I'm listening. Speak, Father, I'm listening. So I'm listening to the song, Speak, Speak, and it's such a beautiful song. I'll play it to you probably on Sunday. And I was just thinking about speaking with God and the desire to hear God's voice. And I was thinking about silence, which is the opposite, of, obviously, of speaking, as being silent. And I was thinking along the lines of what I'm going to speak about today, which is silence. And there's an overhead that'll come up behind me in a sec called silence. In the book of Malachi, 400 years before Jesus would come to earth, the book of Malachi is only four chapters. And if you read it, it's a book where God, through the prophet Malachi, talks to Israel. And Israel, or the Jewish people, God's people, through hundreds and hundreds of years, have had a relationship with God. And God has taught them his principles and his ways. And at times they've lived them out, wholeheartedly. But it doesn't, when you read the entire first part of the Bible, the First Testament or Old Testament, we call it, but many call it the First Testament, you see that they slip into just doing whatever they want and their love for God grows cold. And then God calls them back again and says, all this bad stuff's going to happen, but come back to me and get on track with me effectively. And do life with me. And so Israel would come back to God and live with him. And then their love would grow cold again and they would walk away and behave like nations worse than those that oppose God. And it just happens over and over and over again. And so it's been happening for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. And in the book of Malachi, through Malachi, God is talking to them about a whole bunch of things, about being unfaithful to their wives, about taking foreign wives. And why God didn't like that was, when you take a foreign wife, like, I mean, someone who's not an Israelite, who doesn't practice the practices of God, they would marry people who would, and it would be, I guess, that's saying taking foreign wives, but I guess it could have gone either way. They would take someone who would be involved in practices that would take them far away from God into idolatry. And God really found that very, very difficult, because obviously it goes against him. They talked about the priests wouldn't teach the Israelites the ways of God, and that obviously becomes a bad thing, because then they don't know what's right and wrong, and or they're not reminded when they're doing wrong and that. And so in the book of Malachi, it's a really, really dark picture of how bad the relationship has got between God and Israel. And then after Malachi, there's what is called the 400 years of silence. 400 years of silence. 400 years between the prophet Malachi, or any other prophet, and the arrival of Jesus. So you've got 400 years of no prophet speaking in a fresh way or bringing revelation to Israel, telling them what God thought about things or calling them back. Or effectively, you've just got silence. Now, there were still things bubbling in the background, but in the official sense, it's just silence. And so listening to the song called Speak, I was thinking about silence. You know, when you're with someone and they're just silent around you, or you try and talk to someone and there's just silence, there's nothing coming back from them. And I was thinking how harrowing that is for the soul to be trying to do relationship, but there's silence. Trying to, And I was thinking about, you know, there would have surely been Israelites who would have been crying out to God, but there was silence. God had stopped speaking in the ways that he spoke. And then 400 years later, there's a guy called John the Baptist who, you know, the Bible recognizes the voice calling in the wilderness, and he's saying, you know, he's calling them and telling them that, he's preparing the way for Jesus to come. And then Jesus arrives and he starts teaching, and for 3 years, Israel is hearing God's voice again. And the Bible says that when he taught and when he spoke, that they had never heard anything like it. They said, who is this? You know, who teaches with such authority as this? Because it was actually God had turned up and was speaking to them. Isn't that incredible? God turned up and was speaking to them through his son Jesus in human form. So they had 3 years of, I guess, a fire hydrant, gushing water. You know, all this 400 years silence, 3 years of just. And he taught them about all kinds of things, didn't he? He taught them about the Beatitudes, which we're doing the series on at the moment in church, you know. Blessed are those who are meek. Blessed are those who mourn. You know, blessed are the pure in heart. He talked to them about how to pray. He talked to them about the problems with committing adultery. He talked to them about why you shouldn't hate people, why you should forgive people. And he talked to them about a whole bunch of things. He talked to them about the kingdom of God is like this, and the kingdom of God is like that. And the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed, and it's like a man who goes on a far travel, and it's like a man, you know, who had a vineyard. And he talks to them about a whole bunch of things. For 3 years, they hear God speak. But because of what he's saying, he's challenged. There's tension between him and the religious order of the day. And we know from the story of the Bible that he was crucified. And Jesus had told his disciples he would be crucified, so it wouldn't be a surprise. He told them what they needed to know to keep their faith going. The night before, or the night that he was arrested, he went to a place called the Garden of Gethsemane with his disciples, and he took his disciples and it says that he prayed there. He asked them to pray with him, but they kept falling asleep. But he went and prayed, and he cried out to God. Three times he went and cried out to God. But it doesn't say that God spoke. It appears that there was silence, because God had stepped back, because they were in a different place. This was a time where he had to step back from his son and allow his son to be the sacrifice who would carry the sins of the world. All our stuff that we had done wrong, he would carry, and he would be put to death for our sake. He would take our punishment. Everything that we had done would be put on Jesus, so that today we can live with freedom and not the weight, that we can come before God because Jesus paid the price. And so Jesus was hung on the cross. And darling, could you pass my notes to me, please? I just want to read some scripture. Matthew 27, it says this: from noon until 3 in the afternoon, darkness came over all the land. And about 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of those standing there heard this, they said, "He's calling Elijah." Immediately one of them ran and got a sponge. He filled it with wine vinegar, put it on a staff or a long pole, and offered it to Jesus to drink. Jesus was still on the cross. The rest said, "Now leave him alone. Let's see if he calls Elijah to save him." And when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook, the rocks split, and the tombs broke open. The bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life. They came out of the tombs after Jesus' resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared to many people. When the centurion and those who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and all that had happened, they were terrified and exclaimed, "Surely this was the Son of God. Surely this was the Son of God." Probably the wisest thing ever said on this planet. Surely this was the Son of God. And for the next couple of days, the disciples feared and were worried and hid because God was silent. Jesus had told them he was going to be crucified, but they were mortified because they didn't fully understand it. In their minds, it would have been, this is all this time we walk with him, and now it's all come to nothing. And there was silence. But does anyone know the good news? Does anyone know the good news? That God was not silent. Jesus was doing something incredible. And he rose again on the third day, didn't he? How many are excited about that? Jesus rose on the third day, and we've just sung about it. We're going to sing again about it in a second. And I'm going to talk about that because this is part of a two-part series. Woo! Today is silence. Sunday is speak. So today, the invitation always is, come and remember. Come and remember. Come and I love it. Come and just sit in the rawness, remembering the price that Jesus paid. But it's hard to be raw when you know the outcome. It's hard to be down when you know that you've won, when you know that Jesus rose again and won the victory. So I'm going to speak about speaking on Sunday. I'm going to ask the band to come up now. I'm going to pray. After they sing, I'll just pray. And after they sing, the service will be done. And we can head out to the cafe. There's hot cross buns and hot chocolates or tea or whatever you want to drink out there. And fellowship, if you want to hang around, if you've got things to do, feel free to go. There's no pressure, but if you do want to hang around, feel free to hang around. But I'll just pray, and then the band can carry on. So, Jesus, we thank you for coming. We thank you for teaching us about God. We thank you for teaching us about you. We thank you for teaching us about the kingdom and how we can have a relationship with you and God, and how we can live ways that please you, please God. And we pray, we thank you that you paid the price for us, that you allowed yourself to be arrested, to be crucified, that you died, but we thank you that you rose again. We thank you that you love everyone here. And I just pray for everyone here that Holy Spirit, you'll speak to them deeply. that we'll understand that we are deeply loved by you and that we can have a relationship with you and walk with you. Be with us this weekend in Jesus' name. Amen.